各位平安
，peace to everyone，
平安
，peace。
今天我要甲大家思想这段经文的落尾一篇。
Today I will discuss the last part of this chapter。
因为你若假使看这段经文的时阵，你会看到一个真重要一个思想的发展。
Because if you look at it carefully, you'll see there's something that's happening here。
因为咱若假使来看到第三章这个第六节的时阵，咱看到保罗已经。真关心教会，伊无法当过去，所以差派了提摩太去了特撒罗尼加，带来消息，讲因有听心，够信心。
所以 from verse 6 we can see that how Paul cared for the church that he sent because he wasn't able to go that he sent Timothy to go to Thessalonica and he was able to get a good report from them.
所以当伊听见到这特撒罗尼加教会有信心、有听心的时阵，伊肯定了这项代志。
And Paul was able to affirm that the church had love and faith.
但是呢，保罗阿上时讲到，因为因这款好的生命、好的见证，带来了三项物件给保罗。
And their love and faith brought three things to Paul.
头先保罗伊讲啥物啊？用伊得到了安慰。
Paul said he was encouraged.
了第二方面，伊有法当存活。
And secondly, Paul said that he can live.
然后第三方面，伊讲伊有喜乐本身。
And third, Paul said that he had joy.
所以话出话讲，保罗肯定了教会有好的物件，有信心，够有听心咯。
So here we see that Paul affirmed that the church had love and faith.
然后保罗也肯定讲，因这块的见证带来了和保罗这块的稳定。
And their kind of faith brought blessings to Paul.
但是你若到这个时阵哦，真特别，请咱来看第十节。
But if you pay attention to verse 10, something else is mentioned.
伊讲什么呢
？What did Paul say?
伊讲我立面切切的祈求，要见恁的面，补足恁的信心不足。
Verse 10, as we night and day keep praying most earnestly that we may see your face and may complete what is lacking in your faith.
所以开始伊讲伊有听心，够有信心。
So the first part said that they had love and faith.
然后伊也是讲相信多好保罗这块的恩典。
And that they were Paul received blessings from them.
那为什么这个时阵保罗讲什么啊？我也爱去见恁的面，补满了恁信心的不足。
So why would Paul say here that he wants to see them and complete what is lacking in their faith?
那我这所在我就提出一个重要问题了。
So I want to bring up something important.
开始伊讲有信心个听。
The first part said that they had love and faith.
然后我现在我要推恁基督，补满恁一切无信心的无够呀。
And now he's saying that he wants to see them to complete what is lacking in their faith.
这个是不是有这个冲突？矛盾的所在呢
？Is there a contradiction in what he said？
因为开始讲有信心，够听心，现在我讲你无够呀。
First he said that you have love and faith, and now you're saying that you're lacking。
是不是冲突呢
？Is there a contradiction in what he
said？ 我相信保罗唔是安尼观点。
I believe Paul does not have this meaning。
所以保罗伊讲我要推你去基督，然后到恁的所在，跟恁见面来补满恁信心的不足，伊唔是讲到矛盾的物件。
So when Paul was saying that he wants to pray for them to see them and to complete what is lacking in their faith, this is not something that's contradictory to what he said before.
乃是保罗要讲到一个真重要的事实。
But rather, Paul wants to say a reality.
这事实是什么
？What is the truth?
教会应该继续无停的增长。
But rather, Paul is saying that the church needs to continue to grow.
因为呢，当时保罗有影欣赏了帖撒罗尼加教会。
It's true that Paul admired the love and faith of the church.
但是这个好事无代表是整个教会各方面的好事。
Although they are good, it does not mean that they're good in all aspects of the church.
那我可以再讲。
Let me say it again.
伊这所在信心、听心的好事，唔是代表教会各方面皆是好事。
It's true that their love and faith is good, but it does not mean that the rest or everything else is good.
因为你若假使继续看这个帖撒罗尼加前书的时阵
，because if you continue with the first Thessalonians chapter, First Thessalonians,
你继续看第四章，你就发现两项代志。
And if you continue chapter 4, you'll see two things.
那头一件代志，保罗讲哦，因为因听到主耶稣国再来了。
Because in chapter 4, when they heard that when he said that Jesus will come again，
然后伊知影耶稣国再来这个真理，所以因大家人做什么？用耶稣既然要去再来，咱免做工咯。
Because what happened in chapter 4, you can see that when people were waiting for Christ to come, when they knew that Christ was going to come back, they stopped working.
所以你在他们的思想里面，在这方面的真理信仰也没很清楚。
So in their faith, they did not understand this very clearly yet.
然后伊啊，上时讲到有真侪人亲人过身了，因就忧伤到亲像无五望一样。
And he mentioned that the people that lost their loved ones, they were so sorrowful that they seemed to have lost their hope.
所以你好难看到哈，原来这间教会本身虽然有信心，够有听心。
So we see that even though this church has love and faith,
但是呢，伊有原有转所在是无够嘅。
But yet, in other aspects of their faith, they were lacking.
所以呢，因为这个观点呢，保罗就跟因讲，我切切的祈祷，唔望到你迄个所在。
So this is why Paul said that he wants to come to them and to complete what is lacking in their faith.
So
what is Paul's heart?
Paul is
saying that although you are good now,
that even
though I admire this part
of your life,
but it does not mean that all aspects of our lives is
good.
That we need to continue to improve. Many times when people admire us, and when people say nice things about us, then we start to think to ourselves that we're okay. And then we're satisfied at our present stage. And we stop and we do not improve anymore. Brothers and sisters, if we're good in one part of our lives, does not mean that we do not that everything else is good. One time I was invited to speak at St. Stephen's Church at the school.
Then now, so I went to his
When I was about to go to where the teachers would the meeting hall of the teachers.
Then now, when
But before going to the third floor, I had to pass through the playground.
Then I saw this guy that's
very muscular.
Then I was very strong.
He was very muscular.
And
he was holding on to a discus.
So he was rotating
and he was about to throw, I see him about to throw the discus. So I see that when he threw it very far. In my heart, I admired him. Because if I was the one throwing it, I don't know how far I can throw it. He was very good.
So I saw, wow, this is
a very beautiful picture. But when I paid closer attention, that when I looked closely, I noticed this person's physique. That his upper body was very big and very muscular. But his legs were very thin. It was so thin that there was no balance.
哎呀，我讲，哎呀，真这段，那伊个膝卡那是有法当遐尼好诶肌肉诶发展吼，那到真平衡，唔是国家水一百度诶。
And I kept thinking that if his legs were stronger, more muscular, that there would be more balance, it would be better.
然后我就马上我知影讲物件。
And something came to my mind.
你知影有真侪时阵。
So many times when we see something that is good, it does not mean everything else is good. It's true that the church in Thessalonica, during trials, they were able to stand firm because they had faith and love.
So Paul admired them.
And Paul admired them.
但是伊以后完有需要有跩物件，就需要进步。
But yet they also had other parts of their lives that they needed to improve on.
所以保罗讲一句话时
，So when Paul said this，
就是甲因讲，
你也
有需要进步的所在。
So Paul is telling them that there are parts of their lives that they need to improve on.
其实咱嘛是有影无。
But likewise for ourselves.
咱每一个人，咱讲咱偌好，咱其实无完全呐。
Even though we're good at certain things, but we're not complete.
然后咱有真侪物件有完少。需要继续进步无停的物件。
And there are many aspects of our lives that we need to continue to improve and grow.
所以咱唔通满足自己，哇！这个时钟我这方面也好，我其他就唔免插咯。
So let us not be satisfied in where we're at and not try to grow or learn.
你在教会
，You know, church, in the church, it's the same way.
有转所在是真好诶。
There are parts of the church that's good.
但是呢，有阵所在，咱有阵需要进步。
But there are other parts of our church that needs a lot of
improvement. 因为你若讲说，达项丧事进步起来吼，这个才达到完全的地步。
Because when everything improves, then that's what you call complete.
我一摆我看一卷册。
One time I was reading this book.
然后这卷册讲到教会增长的里面一个真趣味一百多位。
It talks about the growth of the church, and I saw a very beautiful picture.
一百多位是什么
？What is this picture that I saw?
一百多位，伊讲到教会的每一个事工的发展。
That in every part of the church,
the
church is like a pail,
a
barrel,
it's like a
wine barrel.
Do you
know how the barrel looks like? And usually it's a plank of wood.
And then they
have this metal to connect them together.
And this is what this church,
And if each wood represented one ministry of the church,
let's say
if this one wood represents the worship of the church,
and
the other wood represents a children's ministry,
and the
other wood represents the choir.
Now, this
and one is for care.
And he
asked one thing.
He said
that if one of the wood is only half the length of the other wood,
then he
asked the question. He asked, how much water can this barrel contain? How much? And the most would be half a barrel.
So,
in other words, So if one aspect of our church does not grow, then the growth can only be limited to that
side.
In our church and in our life, it's the same way. If in one part of our life it's good, but if one part of our lives is not growing, then we'll be lacking.
So when
Paul looked at the church in Thessalonica,
so
he saw their virtue, but at the same time he saw what they were lacking. So brothers and sisters, what does our church need? That is continued growth. But today I want to throw another question to you.
我问是，既然是不是代表完全了就免进步
？But does it mean that after we're perfect or we're complete, we do not need to grow anymore?
想一礼拜
，Think about this.
头先我所讲的是有无完全，所以保罗唔望因继续干啊成长，这个无唔对。
Because earlier what we said was when there's lacking, then we need to grow.
但是我要问的是什么？
But my question now is.
那现在咱各方面啊好些。
Does it mean that now that when everything is perfect, does it mean that we don't need to grow anymore?
是不是?
Is that the case?
不是.
That's not the case.
保罗不讲这句话.
Paul once said,
我就未记什么，未晓努力，证明唔着标杆直跑。
Paul said, forgetting what is behind, but looking forward to what is ahead, we press on towards the goal.
你知呀，完全是什么？
What does perfection mean?
完全是今哪里的完全。
Perfect is today's perfection.
不是代表明哪的完全。
It does not mean that it's perfection for tomorrow.
因为明哪的完全，无代表是你今哪里是完全，等于真自然的发展。
Because it does not mean that when you're perfect now, that you will be perfect tomorrow. If you look at the Old Testament, we can see some examples. Abraham was called the father of faith. He was a man of faith. When God asked him to leave his homeland, he left by faith.
但是呢 อยู่หนึ่งใบของเปชัดเอเอกิเว
But remember he lied twice
หนึ่งใบแกของเอคันชิวชิเซียวเว
่ twice he lied that his wife was his sister
วิชามีเน
่ Why
ยังไม่บอกสิ่งสิ่งแก่สิ
Because he was afraid he did not have enough faith he was afraid to get killed
ซอยกินนาดิดีโฮเซ่บอกไต่เปล่ามีนาเอโฮเซ
่ When you're good now it does not mean you will be goodTomorrow. If we do not continue to grow, it is probable that we will fall tomorrow. We can see that Abraham continued to improve to a point. Even to a point that he was so good already, but yet God asked him to sacrifice his son Isaac. And when God asked him to sacrifice Isaac, it was to test his faith.
Do
you see this? Perfect. But yet God required that he continue to grow. Job is another example. Because he was described as a righteous. And to be referred to as righteous means that he was almost perfect. But yet God gave him so much trouble and trials. For what purpose? So that he can continue to grow. So at the end, Job said, At the end, he was able to say, Before I have heard, my ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. So this represents what is God's heart? So God wants that in our imperfection that we continue to grow and become better, but if we're perfect already, we need to continue to grow. If we do not grow or improve, it means that we are moving backwards. Because God gave us this opportunity today. And that God gave us this time today. And God gave us the ability and the talent. If we do not use them, then we are wasting what was given to us, and we are moving backwards. So Paul admired that they had that the church had faith and love.
But Paul said, "I remember that place
But Paul said here that he wants to complete what is lacking in their faith means that they want this church to continue to grow.
但是呢，保罗当伊看到这个教会有需要的时阵
，When Paul saw that this church had a need，
我问你，保罗我当去无
？Let me ask you， could Paul go there？
在迄个时阵，保罗完全有难做，无当过去。
During that time， Paul had some difficulty that he was unable to go to.
因为呢，伊无法当我去约帖撒罗尼迦，因为伊面对逼迫，伊无法我当入去，因为原因实在无法当入去。
Because at that time Paul was under persecution, that there were things that was hindering him from going to the church.
So he was a key don't you one in the chapai Timothy.
And that is why he had to send Timothy over there instead.
So in the season, he quant to Kawe, Iya Uhid Sinsim put yo Iki, Itosamia.
So he saw that there was something lacking with that church, but yet he couldn't go, so what did he do?
So what go Tung Lan Quant or Su Yao is he?
Let me tell you, when we see that there is a need,
then our land becomes
shame. What must we do?
Then our land that quack out land, you hand, land, hand, land, boa, dang, chong, land, chong, shame.
When we see our limitation, we can't do something, what can we do?
Paul, chong, shame.
What did Paul do?
Paul, jay, jang, land, get a quack, jab, jab.
Paul did one thing, and let's look at verse 10.
They jab, jab, Paul, jay, you gong.
What did Paul say in verse 10?
He gong, won, lead me, chit, chit, a key, you, be, key, lin, a bin.
As we night and day keep praying most earnestly that we may see you, that we may see your face.
So Paul, he immediately did one thing. What is it?
So what did Paul do at once?
He said, "I want to pray."
They prayed.
I'm limited. I cannot go.
Since he had his limitation, he cannot go. But he prayed. He prayed night and day. He prayed most earnestly.
Then after Paul used this prayer, this
the word pray
han 这个 包含着你感觉有一个欠缺需要的一款的感觉，被带到上帝面前的祈求啦。
This praying most earnestly means that you see that there's a need that you bring it before God.
所以保罗清清楚楚知影，哎，教会有需要。
So Paul saw that the church had a need.
哎呀，我有限，我无当从。
And since he had this limitation, he cannot go there.
我马上将这个无法的物件带到到了上帝面前去做。
And because of he was able to bring.What his inability could not bring, he brought it before God. Many times when we see that there is a need, but yet we do nothing, that is wrong. It is wrong as well when we see that because we're limited, we can't do anything and we do nothing. But we can do something. But we can bring it to God who can do all things. So Paul brought it before God and he prayed for it day and night. What did Paul pray for? Paul prayed for two things. First, he prayed for First, he prayed that He may see their face. It is true that there was hindrance that he cannot go at this time. But Paul prayed that he can see them face to face. You know, to be able to see someone face to face, this is a blessing. Many times I say, seeing someone builds many relations.
那人若见面三分情，若较好淡薄就七分情。
But if better you build better relationship when you see someone face to face.
你在人若有见面了，讲者达行真好呢。
You know when people see each other face to face, when they have discussion, things can be solved much quicker.
我感觉中国人甲西方人做生意真无同。
I feel the Eastern the Chinese and very in the Western have a big difference.
我感觉东方人甲早时你注意去看做生意真特别。
You can see that the Chinese people, when they do business, it's very different. The Chinese will eat together. After they eat together, and they will talk about everything else. And then afterwards, they'll say, oh, please deliver this much goods to me tomorrow. They don't usually ask. In the past, they don't even discuss about price. Because they feel that if the person is okay, everything else is easy. But it is after you meet someone face to face and everything you do is a lot simpler. In this present age, it's different. In the past, Paul had to pray for him to be able to see someone. Today, it's easy.
Viber 一个就解决了。
You can send a Viber message and it's fast.
那未你有法当 Facebook 一个就解决了。
Or you can send something through Facebook.
那你在咱每一个所在，你用的迄款的 social network 无同啦。
In each country, the usage of social network is different.
你在菲律宾是啥物啊
？Philippines,
Facebook.
Philippines use a lot of Facebook. One time I went to Youth Hub. So when the students, after school, they went to the Youth Hub. So as soon as the student went to Youth Hub, could go to the computer. As soon as they turn on the computer, they go to
Facebook.
They go to Facebook.
This
is Philippines.
If you're Singapore, if you're Hong Kong, they use WhatsApp.
In Singapore, they use WhatsApp.
Taiwan, in Samia.
Taiwan, what do they use?
It's in Line.
They use Line app.
中国嘞，中国嘞。
In China.
WeChat, 你大家知啊。
China uses WeChat. 那
伊大家真无相同，下次真无相
同。Each of them are very different.
但是你我感觉现在真侪人哦。
But today, many people
已经有一个思想结构里面的改变。
There's already a different thinking.
我感觉现在人跟人无遐尼亲，你知无
？I feel today people are not as close to each other.
我感觉现在的人爱创什么
Today, what I feel that many people like to do one thing. What they like, they will already say it in Facebook. If I don't want to let you know, then I won't show it in
Facebook.
And if I see you face to face, I won't tell you certain things that is not that it's not already in Facebook. I know someone.
Wow. If
I look at his Facebook account, I will know where he's at that time. I will know where he's at exactly. Because as soon as he gets to a place, he will take a picture of it and he would post it up in Facebook. Do you know what I start to think about? I start thinking, if I was a thief, I would go to his house and rob his house. This is the young people's generation. Everything they want to say, they will say it in social media. But when you see him or her face to face, he won't say anything. I feel that the relationship between people now is more distant than before. But as a church, church is a family, and it is very important that we see each other face to face.
So I feel
many people when they come to worship, to come to church, it is just to come to attend. But it's not like this. But it's, aside from worship, it's very good that we were able to see each other face to face. To be able to see each other face to face, the fellowship, this is something very good. It's true, Paul wrote a letter to them. He could use a letter to solve his problem. But he continued to pray. But yet he prayed night and day that he will be able to see them face to face. Because when you see someone face to face, you learn a lot. Then you'll be able to understand the person even better. Recently, we had about 30-some people that went to Israel together. You will know who's afraid of their wives and who's not afraid of their wives. And you can see some who's more muscular and who's not. And you can tell who's afraid of heights and who's not. Because when you see each other at the church, you only say hello and hi. But when you see someone, you look at them, you talk to them, it's different. But yet Paul wanted to see them face to face. What did he want to see them face to face? And he continued saying, and he said that he wants to complete what is lacking in their faith. What does it mean to complete?
Now, Tyndale
explained it this way. To make something perfect. Or to accomplish, to finish something.
So what school is going, you tang chide so that bo gao ya, wa ho yi chong ho yi gana.
So it means that there's something that is not, that you have something that is not enough, we will make it enough. So Paul prayed that he wants to see them face to face. He knows that the church needs to grow and improve. And what is our responsibility? So we should allow God to use us so that we can help them continue to become better. It does not mean that we do nothing. Brothers and sisters, when we're together and we have this type of attitude, then it will be very different. Let me give an example. The first time we used our new church building, and you see a different situation that can happen. A all of a sudden we in our, because of our new church building, new faces would appear.
New
people would come. And these are people that we don't go out to invite, but they come naturally to
themselves.
Many of us here, many of the families here just came by themselves and they stayed with us. There was a couple that came one day. The first time we had our service in this place, this couple came. And when I saw them, they said that this is a new face that I have not seen yet. So I welcomed them. I asked where are you from, where do you live? They said that we live in Manila. He said that we come from a letter church. So the first time they came, when they came, I said, welcome to our church. So he said one thing. He said that I plan to stay at this church because I want to see.
然后是不是我好些了，我要将我的亲人、我的丈，然后我当带来教会。
And I wanted to bring my mother-in-law and my other relatives to come and worship here.
所以他说 OK, 没问题。
So I said good, no, that's not a problem.
他来一段时间了。
So he came for a period of time.
然后他先去传他的丈夫来了。
So he brought his mother-in-law to the church.
来到这。
He brought his mother-in-law here.
然后我记得我就问他。
So one time I asked him,
你爱什么事？
I asked, what type of service do you like?
He
said he likes to work with the couples.
然后，他讲他有时阵在分享来做夫妇的工作。He
said that he shared that he likes to do work with couples.
然后呢，我就，跟他讲。So
I continue to talk to him.
然后我就发现一项物件。But
and I noticed something.
我发现哦，他咧受的训练后边，真侪是阵受着心理学学的真侪影响。
And I realized that the background he had was had a lot to do with psychology.
你知影，心理学哦，那正正好好的心理学，有优异的优点的所在。
I believe that if psychology, there are certain parts that are good.
但是呢，现在真侪心理学，伊的动机，伊的基础本身是讲人是好的。
But if you look at more deeply now with psychology, the problem they have now is the foundation is that men are good. And they're very humanistic. So after I heard this, I was a bit careful. So I was careful. I told Hensi about the situation. What should we do? Should we allow him to be part of this ministry? So at the end, we decided on one thing. We allow him, but we will be near them. We will stay close. They have the heart to serve. But I feel that there are certain parts that needs improvement. So we continue to stay near, stay close. But I thank God. I thank God that until now, the couple is still at our church. And they are our church's deacon. Before I wrote this message, I asked that I was going to use you as an example. But all this time, he did not know that I was watching and paying attention to what he was doing. Because if something that's taught is wrong, then we have a big problem. But I thank God. We saw improvement. So what do I think about the church? Our church. We need to continue to grow. No matter whether you're a pastor or you're a believer, there's no separation. But before God, we need to continue to grow. But one other thing we need to do, but when we see there's a need, we need to use our heart to help grow. And we need to help others to grow. And help others to improve. So in the church, I'd like to say one thing. Let me tell you that the church is not a hospital. It's not only the people that are sick that they would come
here.
It's true, we need to care for certain people, and we do it. But I feel that the church should also be a place for training. So that everyone will be able to grow, and that we can be able to grow more Christian soldiers, and that we can continue to improve. Today is Mother's Day. I hope that the mothers, that you will understand Paul's heart. When you see people growing, you also want to do that to your children. Because when the children grow and improve, it brings you joy. When there's a need, you help them. So I encourage everyone. Is that okay? That let us continue to grow. And when we see that there's a need, and let us help them grow. So that we will be able to have more Christian soldiers moving forward. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for today's message. Lord, we pray, Father God, that we remember that you died on the cross for us. And that as you died for us, Lord, help us to live for you. Lord, in our lives, Lord God, help us not to be satisfied with what, you know, whether what we've accomplished or what we've done, but we put all that behind us and we look to you. So Lord, help us now, Lord God, with the things we need to improve on. Help us, Father God, that we will continue to strive to think that we, you know, it's a race, Lord God. Help us to be able to move forward, Lord. And we also pray that we have a loving and caring heart, Lord God, that when there's people that needs help, Lord, that we, if we can, Lord God, that we will be there to help. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.